Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Psalm 68, verses 20 through 27. This is written by David. He says, "Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that their feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view, the procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise God in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There the great throngs of Judah's princes, and there the princes of Zebulun and Naphtali." Our God, David says, is a God who saves. The psalm was written for a victory celebration. A great crowd had gathered to party, God style. The singers led the way, followed by the musicians, and then after them came young women playing musical instruments. The parade was purposed to remind the nation that our God is the God who saves. He is, isn't he? Our God is the God who saves. Paul wrote to Titus, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. Jesus came to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. He saved us." Our God, David says, is the God who saves. God, our Savior, sent his Son to pay the penalty for our sins, and because of his mercy, we have been saved forever. One day, we will gather in heaven for an eternal party, God style. Father, you are the God who saves. Thank you for saving me from my sin. Thank you for saving me from my past. Thank you for saving me from the many things I would have done. Thank you for saving me from myself. Thank you for saving me for eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.